Baseball has long been called America's national pastime. But for women and girls, the sport hasn't always been exactly inclusive. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, a few organizations are working to change the perception that baseball is just for boys.
On a perfectly manicured practice field at the new Atlanta Braves spring training facility in Northport, dozens of girls from across the country have lined up for batting practice.
You have a nice swing, but make sure you keep it inside so you don't lose the outside power, okay? So keep it inside and then follow through with your hips as well. There you go.
Bree Skinner plays amateur baseball with the New England Women's Red Sox. She's one of a cadre of coaches at this girls-only baseball camp. Also on the field, athletes with the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team, players from Canada's national team, and a Catholic nun.
Today I am Sister Toni Ann Palermo. In the league when I played professional baseball and professional softball, Toni Palermo.
As a player for the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which inspired the movie A League of Their Own, Palermo was about one of 600 women to play pro baseball from 1943 to 1954. She played shortstop for the Chicago Colleens and the Springfield Sallies and was known for her prolific base stealing.
And every time I would steal a base, I had to slide. And I still have scars to prove it. So there was no crying in baseball.
Palermo traveled to Cool Today Park to help coach and to support the camp's organizer. Sue Zippe of Englewood also played professional baseball and was with the league's winningest team, the Rockford Peaches. Back in the women's league's days, she and all the players were required to attend charm school, and they had to wear skirts and makeup when they played. All of this seems a little crazy to 10-year-old campgoer Olivia Lockhart of Sarasota.
I would hate that because I hate dresses, I hate skirts, and I hate wearing lipstick. Yeah, I would not like that at all.
The All-American Girls Professional Baseball League was created by sports owners at a time when thousands of young men were fighting in World War II. Camp coach Kevin Marden, general manager of the New England Women's Red Sox, says it was a way to keep baseball in the public eye.
In those days, they needed baseball. So guess what? All the good old boys went out and found a whole bunch of women that could play the game. And bingo, you had a professional league.
Women's professional baseball came to an end when the war was over. Since then, the sport hasn't evolved much when it comes to equity. In 1972, an 11-year-old girl named Maria Pepe was forced to quit her team after the National Little League organization threatened to pull her club's charter. Her family sued the organization, but by the time the case was settled, she was too old to play Little League. But she did pave the way for hundreds of young women, including 9-year-old Greta Kinnearum. And girls' baseball camp gives her the opportunity to play the game she loves with her peers.
All I know is Maria Pepe fought for us to make girls start playing baseball. And she's technically my hero because I love playing baseball. It's like my world to me.
Title IX grants girls the legal right to a fair tryout for any baseball team. But according to the latest data, almost 500,000 boys played high school baseball last year, compared to about 1,700 girls. All of the coaches at this baseball camp say that at a certain age, girls are encouraged to switch out baseball for softball. That sport has infrastructure and high school teams. Also, college scholarships are at stake. Coach Sister Toni Palermo says currently there are nearly 300 NCAA Division I softball programs at colleges across the country.
And I have nothing against softball because I played professional softball too. But if they choose to play baseball, they should have the right.
And at camp, at least on this day, these girls aren't even trying to make any kind of statement.
We ready to crush them baseballs?
Yeah!
They just want to play ball. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.